there, everyone. My name is Rebecca. Thank you for joining us here today at Studio Classroom. It's the beginning of June, so if you're a student, summer vacation is here, or it's almost here. Don't stop learning with us just because it's summertime. You can keep improving every day and be ahead of your class when school starts again. Besides, we have a lot of fun and interesting articles this month. To start out with, we have a lesson on movies. And who doesn't like movies? What movies are you planning on seeing this summer? Learn how to talk about them in English. Do you like adventure stories? If so, you're in luck, because today we'll be learning about a few. Are you a fan of The Avengers? Avengers: Age of Ultron came to theaters just a few weeks ago in the United States. We'll learn about that as well as The Fantastic Four. What's that about? You'll find out. And what do you call a man who is the size of an ant? Ant-Man, of course. That should be an interesting one. Well, let's get started with our first reading and then spend some time with Michelle. And then we'll join Gabe. Let's go.
Summer movies. Comic book heroes, cartoons, and more are coming to a theater near you. What is coming to the screen in the summer of 2015? There is a lot to look forward to. Comic book characters are making their way to the big screen. The film Avengers: Age of Ultron has many superheroes. Iron Man, Black Widow, The Incredible Hulk, and Hawkeye come together to save Earth. The planet is being threatened by Ultron, a robot who has amazing superpowers. The machine plans to take over the world.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 make one's way 这个动词片语。Make one's way to 后面加上名词的话，意思是达到某个地点或目标。例如 ，After walking in the pouring rain for an hour, we finally made our way home。在滂沱大雨中步行了一个小时之后，我们终于到家了。或者是 ，The actor made his way to success by hard work and determination。这位演员凭借着努力以及意志力而功成名就。接下来我们看的是 threaten 这个动词。Threaten 是指威胁，例如 The mother threatened to punish her son if he didn't do his homework. 妈妈威胁儿子，如果他不做功课，就要处罚他。或者是 Global warming is threatening the ecosystem. 温室效应威胁着地球的生态系统。它的现在分词 threatening 可以当形容词，意思是指威胁性的或者是有害的。例如 The threatening weather caused us to pack up our picnic and go home.恶劣的天气让我们收拾起野餐，打道回府。
Oh, hey everyone! Has anyone seen Gabe? I can't seem to find him anywhere. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and get started with our lesson without Gabe. That just means I get to do lots of teaching. Well, anyway, let's get started. The first movie that we're going to be discussing sounds so exciting. It stars...Super Sentence Man, Black Widow, The Incredible Hulk,
Super Sentence Man at your service.
A Super Sentence Man?
That's me.
What are you doing here?
Well, you said Super Sentence Man.
Wait, I did?
You said Super Sentence Man, Black Widow, The Incredible Hulk. Yes, you did.
I'm so sorry. I meant to say Iron Man, not Super Sentence Man.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just be on my way.
Oh, wait. Since you're here, how would you like to teach English with me? I mean, we're going to be talking about summer movies, and a lot of the summer movies have superheroes.
I know a lot about superheroes. I am a superhero, and my superpower is teaching English. in a red suit. Okay, I'll do it. Where do we begin?
Yes. Well, thank you, Super Sentence Man. In our lesson, we read, comic book heroes, cartoons, and more are coming to a theater near you. So, in our very first sentence, we read, what is coming to the screen in the summer of 2015?
Wait.
Yes.
What is the screen? What is that talking about?
I'm so glad you asked, Super Sentence Man, because the guys in the info cloud have an answer. Let's go visit them now.
I love those guys.
Hey, and I like them too.
Hello, friends. If a movie is coming to the screen, what kind of screen is it?
Now, in the days before television, there was just the screen, as in Jack Benny, star of stage, screen, and radio. The screen is, of course, a reference to the movie screen.
But with the conception of television, there emerged the small screen, which is the TV set. Nowadays, the small screen can also refer to programming that is created specifically for television, as opposed to films made for theaters that could later end up being broadcast on TV.
So there is the small screen and the big screen. Big screen can also be used as an adjective. Who is your favorite big screen star?
And then there's the silver screen, which got its name from the actual silver content embedded in the material that made up a movie screen's highly reflective surface. Even though today's movie screens are made of other materials, the phrase silver screen has remained.
Screen 是荧幕。在电视还没发明以前，当人们提到 the screen 时，指的是电影荧幕。后来有了电视，就必须做个区分。The big screen 大荧幕成为了电影 ，the small screen 小荧幕表示电视。Big screen 也可以当形容词用，比如说 He is a big screen star 就等于 He is a movie star。还有另一个 screen 也代表电影 ，the silver screen。中文也一样，荧幕用的是银色的银，这是因为放映电影的荧幕是一片银白色的布幕，而早期的荧幕里头的确是含有银的成分。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read comic book characters are making their way to the big screen.Now, we want to talk about this phrase, to make one's way somewhere. That just means that you move forward or advance. Right, Super Sentence Man?
You're exactly right, Teacher Rebecca. For example, I'm going to make my way to the grocery store to pick up some things for dinner. Speaking of which, Rebecca...
Yes.
There are many people who need my help right now. I'm going to make my way to Tommy's house.To give him a super sentence.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for joining us, Super Sentence Man. Well, anyway, talking about superheroes, who is your favorite superhero? Do you know your superheroes? Well, right now, it's time for the SC Challenge.
It's time again for the SC Challenge. Today I have Campbell and Ginger the Monkey with me. Glad to have you guys here.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we are talking about some superhero movies today. So we're going to play a game called Guess the Superhero.
All right.
So I have a couple of clues, and I'm going to see which of you can guess the superhero the fastest. And friends, I think you know these superheroes as well, so you can try as well. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good. The first one. He's big and mean, and his color's green.
I know. The Hulk.
The Hulk. You're exactly right. Okay, that's 1 point for Campbell. Very good. Ginger, Jayo. Okay. Okay, here's the next one. This man is a... Super Monkey.
Yeah, Super Monkey Man.
No, that's not it. Listen for the full clue here. This man is afraid of creatures that fly at night. Or at least he used to be afraid.
Super Bat Monkey?
No, Ginger.
Batman.
Batman is exactly right. Okay, that's 2 points for Campbell. Ginger, come on, I know you can do better than this. Okay, this superhero's main weapon is a hammer.
Now, ooh, Thor.
Thor, Campbell, that's really great, but you're not even giving Ginger any chances. Ginger, I guess you do have your chances. Okay, let's try it again. Here. This man flies through the city. Super Monkey Man.
Super Monkey?
Here, listen to the full clue here. This man flies through the city on something that looks like a string.
Yes,
Campbell?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Ginger, come on. I know you can do better. He's got 4 points already. Okay, here we go. He's going to get the prize, Ginger. It's an awesome prize. Okay. This superhero has a lot of hair on his face.
Oh, Super Monkey Man.
Yeah, now is a good time to say Super Monkey Man. No, not Super Monkey Man. Nope, here it is. He can heal his own body, and he has cool things that come out of his hands sometimes, and he's also an X-Men. Probably the most famous of the X-Men. Guys, what is the answer? X-Monkey? No.
Yeah. Wolverine.
It is Wolverine. All right. Well, Campbell has won 5 points. He won today's game. Now, here is the prize. The prize is a banana. Great job, Campbell.
Oh.
Sorry, Ginger.
Well, I don't even like bananas.
Oh.
I guess I'll just find someone to give it to.
Oh, okay. All right. That's great, Ginger. Maybe you can join us next time for another game. Thank you all for joining us here today for the SC Challenge. We'll see you next time.
Welcome back. Our lesson today is called Summer Movies. Do you plan on watching a lot of movies this summer? If you love superheroes, how about watching Avengers: Age of Ultron? You might be able to, or you will be able to see Thor, Captain America, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, and...
You called for me?
Gabe? You're back?
Gabe. Who's Gabe? I'm the Incredible Hulk, obviously.
Why are you moving around like that on the ground?
It's these hands. They're kind of heavy.
Well, incredibly strong Hulk, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Go and find Gabe.
Okay, what does he look like?
Well, he actually looks a lot like you, except he's just a little taller,
okay,
and his hands, they're normal.
Well, hold on a second. What will you give me if I find Gabe?
How about a banana?
A banana?
Well, yeah, you look like you like bananas.
Oh, I do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There I go.
Okay, friends, let's learn some more summer movies right now.
Summer movies. The Fantastic Four tells the story of four scientists. They gain superpowers after being exposed to cosmic rays during a trip to outer space. They must work together to save Earth from a villain who used to be their friend. The newest comic book superhero to come to the movie screen is also the smallest. Ant-Man can put on a special suit that shrinks him to the size of an ant. But the suit also gives him amazing strength. In Ant-Man, he and a friend must save the world.
OK, 其实我们看的是 expose 这个动词 ,EXPOSE 自首有向外的意思，所以 expose 是指暴露。例如 ,being exposed to excessive sunlight might cause skin cancer, 过度曝晒太阳可能会引起皮肤癌。 expose 也指揭发或公开。例如 the press exposed the mayor's scandal and the mayor was convicted of bribery. 媒体抖出了市长的丑闻，他后来被判收受贿赂的罪行。它的名词是 exposure, E-X-P-O-S-U-R-E. 例如 exposure to radiation is harmful to our bodies. 暴露于放射线中对我们的人体是有害的。接下来我们看的是 villain 这个名词。Villain 是指小说或戏剧中的反派人物。例如 The villain of the movie was played by a renowned British actor. 这部电影的反派人物是由一位有名的英国演员所饰演的。或者是 Henry will play the famous Captain Cook, the classic villain in Peter Pan. Henry 会饰演彼得潘中的经典反派人物，就是鼎鼎大名的库克船长。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Hello, friends. Now, some of you might think that Gabe is not back yet, but actually, he is right here in the form of an ant. That's right, Gabe is an ant.Hey, Gabe.
Hi, friends. My name is Gabe.
Gabe, why are you so small?
Well, I decided I wanted to be an ant.
Hello. Oh, hi, Gabe.
Yes, I'm back. I am not in the form of an ant. I am not in your hand. I am my real human self in my real human size. I am not Ant-Man.
Well, Gabe, it's about time you join us. Where have you been?
I was out, watching a movie. Speaking of movies, let's talk about a great movie coming out soon called The Fantastic Four. We read about it here in our lesson. It's the story of four scientists.
Four scientists, that's right. And, of course, these four scientists, they gain superpowers after being exposed to cosmic rays during a trip to outer space.So that means it's a good thing to be exposed to cosmic rays, right?
No, it's really not a good thing to be exposed to cosmic rays. But we should take a look at this phrase. If you're exposed to something, that means you allow yourself to be influenced by something. So, for example, doctors have to be very careful with patients in the hospital, right? Because they could be exposed to those sicknesses.
That's a great example. Now, oftentimes when I hear this phrase, to be exposed to, I think about maybe books and movies. Like, for example, you could also say, in high school, several of my friends exposed me to many different types of books and movies.
Oh, they exposed you to books and movies. That means they showed you or introduced you to those books and movies.
Exactly. That's another way you can use it, correct?
That's exactly right. Okay, so friends, think of other ways you can use that phrase. Now, these people were exposed to cosmic rays, and this is what I think that looked like. In this little picture right here, you see that, Rebecca?
Oh, that's a great.
Yeah.
Oh, what a picture.
That's probably what they looked like when they were exposed to these rays in outer space.
Yeah, I don't think that's a very good thing. I don't think I want to be exposed to cosmic rays. Well, I think we should continue on with our lesson. We read, they must work together to save Earth.From a villain who used to be their friend. Now, we actually want to talk about this phrase, to work together. Now, when you work together, that just means that you partner with someone or people come together to help each other out.
That's right. It's great to work together, to cooperate with other people on something. Maybe you have to work together with others in your class on a group project.
Mm-hmm.
If you work together...Or you could say, if we work together, we can get it done earlier.
Exactly. Or you could also say, if you want to win the competition, you and Larry must work together on the project.
Okay, so when do you work together with other people? That's a great thing to do. Well, we continue learning about, yes, another comic book hero, or a superhero here, and that is Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, and Gabe, I know that you really want to be Ant-Man. Actually, you don't just want to be Ant-Man, you were Ant-Man.
I beg to differ. Friends, we have to take a look at something, a closer look with Liz.
Hi,
are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. The newest comic book superhero to come to the movie screen is also the smallest. The focus is on this new superhero and how he is the newest to come to the movie screen, and he also is the smallest. Now, please notice the pattern of today's sentence. The most something one subject to verb is also the most something two. Use this pattern when you want to point out how a subject has a certain quality or characteristic, but it also has another quality or characteristic. For example, let's say there's a group of people assigned to a project. The oldest one in that group is also the most experienced. We can say, the oldest person to get assigned to this project is also the most experienced. Here's another example. Suppose there's a student who was able to beat all other students and win a scholarship. He is the most qualified one, and he happens to be the youngest student too. So we can say the most qualified student to win the scholarship is also the youngest. That's it for now. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Liz. Well, here in our lesson, we read, Ant-Man can put on a special suit that shrinks him to the size of an ant. That sounds like a very interesting movie, doesn't it?
It does, and this movie is coming out July 17th in the United States. Ant-Man. It's time for us to review today's lesson with Linda in the editor's summary.
Well, today we are talking about what is coming to the screen this summer. We found out that comic book characters are popular in films like Avengers, Age of Ultron. You will see Iron Man, Black Widow, The Incredible Hulk, and Hawkeye saving the Earth from a robot with superpowers. Ultron, which is the name of the robot, has a plan to take over the Earth. And then, of course, the Fantastic Four. It's about four scientists who got superpowers when exposed to cosmic rays on a trip to outer space. They work to save the Earth from a former friend, who is now a villain. And this summer, we are meeting Ant-Man. He's the newest comic book superhero, and also the smallest. His suit shrinks him to the size of an ant, but also gives him special strength.
Well, friends, it looks like Gabe really did leave this time.
Ouchie, 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 ouchie.
Gabe, is that you?
Yes.
Well, it looks like Gabe really did turn into an ant this time, and I accidentally stepped on
Rebecca.
Him. Are you trying to say something, Gabe?
You need to lose some weight.
Now, Gabe, that isn't very nice. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you join us next time for another exciting lesson right
Bye.
Here on Studio Classroom.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, Gabe, are you ready for this?
For what?
Wasn't that fun? One more time?
No.
Ready?
No.